Hola, ¿qué tal? So this is the part two of the podcast because I don't know what was going on yesterday and I was trying to upload the whole thing. Probably I need to hire a sound engineer. That'll be cool, huh? Anyways, this is the second part of the podcast number 40, Sex with Jade. And we were talking about first dates and sex on the first date. Also, we did touch a little bit about the working girls, what we think about dating, how do we like to date, and things that are not okay or are okay to us. And here we go.
No, go ahead.
Now, was that females? Would you prefer to, on a first date, would you prefer to do something, you know, fun, spontaneous, get, you know, the real you out, or would you rather go on a, like a superficial dinner?
What is to say that a nice dinner dressed nicely is not a real you too, you know?
I think it's different for everybody.
I think that's
my kind of date, but that'd be someone else's kind of date. But that's not, like, I personally am not one to go out
and kind of get the best of both worlds, you know?
No, I'm down for anything. If you ask me, hey, I'm gonna go fishing, do you want to go fish with me?
Yeah.
I'm like, sure,
let's go fishing,
or let's go for a hike, or let me drive you to some place, you know?
Ladies, Riley, what's a deal breaker with you on a first date?
If a guy is overly chivalrous, like if he is very adamant of being the man, if I can't order my own food,
that's a
problem. I've been on a date where a guy ordered my own food.
Yeah.
I'm like, babe, strike. I don't like that at all.
All right. Felina, what would be a deal breaker for you?
Mine would be the clean, needy, just like pre-planning everything out, just already deciding we're in a relationship before we even get to know each other.
Being pushy and cocky, I don't like those.
Yeah, that's a big deal too.
Yeah.
Arrogance.
Like flashy and whatnot. But would you say like flashy was? Would flashy be like an extra? Yeah.
It'd be a little bit of the I think you're like this, but I wouldn't necessarily try to prejudge you, but it would come across as that.
I don't even necessarily mind flashy, but like arrogant is one thing that I just don't do. If a guy is arrogant, he can be the most handsome man in the world, but the moment the arrogance comes out, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going by.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even give that a chance, because if that's there, it's there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that's in their personality, and that's part of who they are.
Yeah, to me, it would be, like she said, you know, like, I like a gentleman, but don't overdo. Because that makes me think that you're just doing things by the book and that, you know, like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's
worse. I like you, you let me walk in front in the place, you know, or you let me walk on the inside. But don't just do everything by the book.
Well, I had an ex that refused to let me open my own door, like the car door. He would actually legitimately get upset when I opened up my own door.
Uh-huh.
And that was just not...
That's a very controlling...
Yeah, and the problem with
No, I don't like that too, you know, like on occasion, but you don't have to necessarily do every single time.
Yeah.
If it's raining, if it's snow, like open your own door and I open mine.
Like, get in the car! Like,
But you see, we can't confuse independence with don't let a man do anything for us, you know, because I mean, like I said, I do like the gentleman part of the man, you know?
Chivalry is not dead.
You just gotta find the balance. There's a balance to it. Like, don't do everything for your lady on the first date. Well, like, not don't do everything, but don't insist upon doing everything. Like, if she really says, hey, you know, I'd like to leave the tip, or hey, I'd like to help with the bill, or hey, starts to open up her door. Don't get upset at that.
Because
most women are extremely independent. And there
especially
would be,
us.
Yeah, well, of course you guys. But, so I've actually been told before, because I would, this one time I did it, you know, by the book, and, you know, it was like, it was just a little too much for her, because she thought it was boring. She thought it was too safe and all this other stuff, and, you know, too controlling. So then when I went on a different date, I was a little bit laid back.
With the same girl?
Same girl.
Uh-huh.
Laid back, you know, I kind of, you know, brought it down a little bit. Was more comfortable, you know, and ended up being like a 6-year relationship. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was cool, and it was everything that I hoped it was, which was pretty sick. But sometimes doing a book, it can be cool and all, but it's just, it can be too uptight, you know, and sometimes that spontaneous little feel, letting the woman feel like she's independent and all that other stuff, that's key too, because you don't want to sit there as a female thinking like, oh, this guy's going to be controlling everything I do, he doesn't let me have a say. I would never order a female's food for her unless she told me what she wanted, and then and then the guy was there. I'd be I'd be like, girl, ball out, you know, like, treat yourself.
Welcome to my life.
He's like, there you go. But,
no. But I think what would be a deal breaker to me, and that I can't list at all, that would be a deal breaker, is just if I see in the moment, you know. So a guy probably would not even think about it, but he does something that would, you know, turn me off. But what would... Two things, actually, now. Not being nice to a server.
That
would turn me off so
and that's,
bad.
That's
happened to me before, and especially like if you ever worked in service industry, like I've been a bartender, I've been a waitress and stuff. Like if you're disrespectful to the server or to anyone else, actually, like your friends or anything, like eventually that's gonna reflect
else.
In how you treat me.
Anyone else in front of me. And another thing is like, we are on the table talking, you know, and your eyes are everywhere, especially where you see a woman. Because that is like, you know, I can understand, you know, it's a pretty girl. I look too, but once you do that, you know, like especially on the first date, it shows me that your interest is elsewhere.
Exactly.
I have a very small pet peeve, and I don't know if this has happened to anybody else, but if I'm on a dinner date, I do not want the guy sitting right next to me.
I don't like that.
I like them being across from me too.
I'm like, how do I talk to you when we're eating? And I'm left-handed, so I'm like, I'm gonna hit you.
But it depends. If the seat is too small, then of course we have to be across. But I don't like when I'm dating somebody, the person to sit.
I think when I'm dating somebody is different. But like a first date, like getting to know them, I do like them like Riley does, like across from me, just because it's like then I can actually look at you in the eyes and converse with you. You know, there's less expectation there too. Like, there's not someone there that's, you know, if you've both been drinking too, you're like snuggled up next to each other, eating food and everything. Like, it just kind of sets, you know, I'd rather things flow like naturally, not a little bit, you know, encouraged.
Yeah,
I want to be to like reach across from the other side and like feel my leg if you want to on the spur of the moment, not just because it's right there. And you know, you're trying to get to, you know, the salt and pepper or whatever, and that's the only reason you did that.
No, that's true.
You should be getting feisty at dinner.
I do the sit across because you can engage into this person. You can show that you're interested, because the one thing that lacks with most dudes is those wandering eyes. They're trying to see that, yeah, you can be talking and stuff, and then, you know, Jane Doe walks by and you're like, alright, cool. It's just, you want to do the eye contact and just be engaged with that person, because then it shows interest. It shows that, you know, you actually have, you want to hear what they're going to say and all this stuff. And if your eyes are wandering and whatnot, the female's going to read it like, this dude, don't, he's over it. Like, and even with you females, if I'm sitting there talking to you, I expect you to, you know, sit there. I don't expect you to be on your phone. Because even if I'm with someone on a date, I'm never on my phone. If it rings, then it's like something important, of course, but not even texting, nothing like that. So what turns for a deal breaker with me, if I'm on a date with a female and she's sitting there on her phone, and I can't get a solid 5 minutes with her without being on the phone, I'm like, all right, cool, then I'm over it already. Like, I would have been over it in the first moment, like, instantly. But that's just me at the same time.
No, but I think a lot of people are like that, you know.
Especially it's about respect.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like, in general, whether I'm on a date or in a relationship, I don't like a man that flirts with everybody. Because that makes me feel awkward, you know?
Yeah.
One thing is like being nice. Like, for instance, you know, like you are in a place and then the guy asks, oh, what do you like here on this menu, to the waitress, you know? Or what would you order, you know? Or like, what?
Well,
one thing is, what would you recommend?
Yes.
Another thing is like, oh, I'm going to order what you like, you know?
Yeah.
Or talking too much of the waitress. I just think I would feel awkward. It's like one thing being nice, another thing is being too flirty.
I mean, I was on a date one time. It was actually on my, well, close a week before my birthday, and one of my good friends took me out. And we did a bunch of different things. And when we were at the bar, we were getting food and some drinks, he legitimately gave his number to the bartender.
What a piece.
That's a piece of shit. Oh, my God.
And you know what? I just kind of looked at him and I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, well, you already know that's what I do. And I was he says, that's how I picked you up. I was on a date. And I was like,
what?
I thought you were with your friend. He's like, no, I was on a date.
You should find this fool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's not acceptable.
My friend got with him. She actually ended up getting one time. And she would always get upset when he would do that. And it's like, you knew going into it. Like, that's, it's
you
obvious he does that. Like, that's just on you.
Another thing that would be a turnoff for me on a date is if, like, I get it if you have friends, like, you ladies, you have male friends.
Mm-hmm.
What bugs me is if I'm sitting there engaged with you, you know, thinking it's going one way, and you run up to some dude, oh my God, hi, throw yourself on him. I'm going to sit there and be like, who is this guy? Like, what the hell? I think a female should go out of her way respectfully and be like, hey, this is my friend so-and-so. Like,
okay. Oh, yeah. This
is my date so-and-so, like, whatever, like.
Introduce you.
Instead of like, oh my God, Bobby, I've been seeing you forever. The last time I saw you, we did jello shots and all this other stuff. Like, I'd be like, cool, dude, you suck. Like, but
that
I don't know if it's just me, but like,
if I'm gonna take you out
and I see you running up on some other dude, I'm gonna be like, peace, like.
Yeah,
have
that
fool pay the bill. Like, I'm out of here. Like,
they better be gay.
Just like we would want you to do that. So
yeah, and I would never do that. I want to, because I'm really big on that. I'm really big on first impressions as well, whether it's casual or you don't get too many chances.
It's like an
second
impression.
I will never just run and like pick this girl up and like swing her like, oh my God, Tiffany, how you been? Like,
he gets names.
These are real people, by the way.
But,
disclaimer. Tiffany, if you're listening, no. But I would respectfully.
Tiffany,
like,
that's what was a deal break for you, girl.
I know, right? Oh, I just got a text. No, it's fine. No. But I will always first introduce the female, like, hey, this is my friend, you know, so and so. And because at that point, if he makes it known that you're with, you know, and some, agree with me or not, does it feel good when, especially if you're into the dude, when you're just like when females come up, you're like, hey, this is, you know, so and so.
Especially when you're acknowledged.
Yes.
My friend.
Well, no, if I am on a date with a guy and the first few dates and a bunch of girls, I don't care if they're pretty, if I think they're pretty or not, and they're just coworkers or not. If he just turned and talked to them, and I'm there, like, just standing there, that's not okay to me.
It's a horrible feeling.
I'm not going to walk away,
although
it's going to be my first thought. I'm just walking away.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to introduce me as your girlfriend or whatever it is, you know. Just say, hey, this is so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my coworkers. Those are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you? You know, like, include me, because if you don't include me, then that's going to give me a bad taste.
It's a huge red flag when that happens.
No. Yeah, it's seriously.
What are you hiding?
Yeah.
Even when I'm on a date, though, if I see a friend come up, I'll just do a quick little, like, hey, I'm like, oh, that's my friend so-and-so. If they came over, I'll introduce her.
Uh-huh.
But if we're sitting there all talking, she's sitting there with me, I'll try to make it brief, quick, because I want to get back to her.
Uh-huh.
Get back to what she was saying, what she was about. Because, you know, later on, it goes back to, are we going to hook up later? Or is it going to be another date or so-and-so?
Uh-huh.
You know, just be respectful from the beginning, because that can just kill everything.
Well, especially if a guy isn't respectful, I know what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's a total asshole, I'm
right.
Like, yep, this is a hookup.
Well, I mean, like, you can meet a sweet guy, too, and then he could just be a complete, like, prick behind doors.
But then if he is an asshole to me, like, one time is one too many, I'm out.
Yeah. Especially on a first date, if he comes out with the asshole stuff, like, wow.
Asshole.
Now, what if he jokes too much on a first date? Jokes too hard? Is that a deal breaker?
About
no, because you know what?
Anything. Just, like, joking with you, messing with you, like.
Oh, messing with you,
like
the
meaning? No, just, like, you know, just making stupid remarks here and there.
Because some people get nervous.
Yeah. See, that's another thing,
some
too.
Some people
like,
get really nervous
but
and they don't know what to do.
Jokes?
Well, it can be anything. Like,
see, I don't mind that, just because they could be nervous or there could be a lot going on, and it's just like, okay, you know, let me try to figure them out before I judge them up.
No, does it?
Usually the person that gets really nervous, they are sarcastic. Sarcastic sometimes can come across as rude, you know?
Yeah.
I just get really giggly and I get weird.
That's when you get
alcohol. I shut down.
What?
The shots are coming out.
No, it's
alcohol.
Do I get free?
I should still be sarcastic now.
But how about with the person, like, you gotta, like, a lot of people, they do take medicine, you know, for anxiety. Then can you combine alcohol with an anxiety medicine?
I actually have an interesting experience with
I'd
that.
Ask your doctor.
No, I had someone that I was kind of seeing that. I had someone
Dr.
that I was kind of seeing that took a lot of meds for anxiety.
Uh-huh.
He had a lot of anxiety problems. And it was my birthday, and he had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And it all hit him. And it was the first time he had ever met my family or anything.
Oh, my God.
And we're all out at the bar, and he's slamming back shots and
nice.
Beers. And before you know it, he was just trashed. He was fall over. He literally, like, I had to carry him inside his house, put him into his bed and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super unattractive. And my mom was upset and distraught because that's all she saw. That's the only impression she got of him.
Uh-huh.
You know, she didn't really quite gather anything else.
Uh-huh.
So I think that someone really has to think about everything else going on too, you know, because, you know, don't push them to drink, obviously. You know, if they want to drink, they want to drink, but don't.
Uh-huh. And that varies too if it's a first date with somebody that you previously know,
mm-hmm.
or somebody just met, because somebody just met, you're not going to ask, what's the list of medicine you're taking, you know? So we're gonna put here now a little recording from our pizza delivery guy about the sex on the first night. Deliver pizza for us, and we decide to ask him about the first date. What do you think about the first date?
It depends on the first kiss, I'd say.
But how do you get the kiss? Like, there's a whole preparation before the first date.
Well, yeah, it's usually at the end of the night, and if it goes well, the guy will go in for the kiss, but...
Would you say, like, the event's leading up to said kiss?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right.
He's just taking care of business here while we're asking him for... So, anyway, Tyler.
Yeah.
What... The other question that we have for men here is... If you know that you are going the first date with a sex worker, do you expect to have sex the first date?
For some guys, yeah. I guess it depends on if he's taking her out on a date because he actually really likes her, if he's just trying to get a piece of ass.
True.
So,
just a piece of ass.
A lot of guys trying to get a piece of ass, and a lot of guys, depends on where they are in life. Like, if they're trying to settle down and commit with someone,
uh-huh.
then they'll probably take it slow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It depends on the guy.
So
guys are slutty too, baby.
That's fucking true, dude.
You know?
Dog sometimes, but it's all right. You know?
So we're gonna of course we're gonna along the podcast we're gonna answer about, you know, what us girls think about the guys that sleep with us in the first date.
Okay.
But what do you think of a girl in general when you sleep on a first date? That will lead to something, or that is just it?
I don't know.
Because sometimes it's kind of like, like he said, it kind of depends on, you know, the events going up. If you do, it could just be casual sex at the same time, you know?
But how about if it's casual sex for you, but it's not for her?
I mean, I don't disrespect her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she likes you not to have sex with you on the first date. Whatever. You know?
Oh, cool.
I don't look down on it, but...
But sometimes a female at the same time feels like, oh shit, maybe.
But if she rushes
her,
into
know.
It without her knowing, like 100% or at least 90%.
100%.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
All right, thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. All right, thanks,
thank
brother.
Going back a little bit about the sex on the first night, you know, on the first date. I don't know how I feel about that, you know? Like, sometimes I'm just, like, thinking, should I do, should I not? Because I, too, can lose interest because I had sex the first night.
What will you do to make it a point to a guy that it's not a date? Besides saying, like, it's not a date, what, as females, are there certain things, like body language, that you would do?
Not doing things that would make it seem like a date.
Like touching his hands,
yeah,
for example.
Don't do date things.
Yeah.
Don't do date things. No, but you know, like when you're driving in the same car and he puts, like, you put your hand on the mirror and then he puts his hands on you.
I wish that's happening.
Right.
Like, no kissing would be one as well.
Yeah, definitely not something you do in a date.
She pats you on the back.
Because there are some times when dates, Well, because there are some people that, you know, determine whether a relationship is going to be good based on the first date.
Uh-huh.
Because of that, because they need that sexual compatibility. Me, my sexual...
Get done and over with the sex and see if it's good or not,
yeah,
and they'll continue?
Like, honestly, I would not... I have a high sex drive. Like boring sex will throw it all. Like, if I'm super into you and you just boring sex, like
uh-huh.
we said earlier, I will not be into it. And, you know, eventually somehow the female will find out because I'll have that drunk talk with that one homo, yeah, about the one spot that one time. But, you know,
but
you can get that sexual compatibility, like, early on.
But how about if the girl is not ready emotionally to have sex, and then the compatibility is not there because she's not ready emotionally?
Then
also,
she shouldn't be in that relationship to
begin
with.
But
well,
it's not a relationship yet.
Or, well, not relationship, then they shouldn't.
Yeah, but
they shouldn't do it on the first date.
Yeah.
But
they should go out again.
But then the man shouldn't be upset because the girl don't want to have sex on
exactly.
the first date.
No, that's... Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
if you tell me you have a high sex drive,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to think you want to have sex with me only.
I will never say that on the first date. I said
disclaimer
that one time. Said that one time. Never saw her again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
never.
Then I feel like, you know, oh, he just wanted to have sex with me. Especially because I decided that I will not date anybody that don't know I am a sex worker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's too much, you know. Like, I don't want to be lying. I don't
yeah.
want to, like, say my weird hours, you know. So if somebody will date me, they will have to date me knowing that I'm a sex worker.
Yeah.
Now, is that assumed by a man, you being the non-majority of
yeah.
a gender here?
Yeah.
But would that be assumed by a man because we are sex workers, we will have sex on the first night?
Yes, I will automatically, no joke, I would automatically assume that. Oh, like, this girl's getting, you know, this
then
girl has sex
then
on the right.
Then you're not going to get laid if you're going to
yeah.
assume that.
And that's where that situation will come through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you're expecting sex, nobody's going to give it to you.
Me?
But if I give sex to you the first night, that will be the first and last time I do that.
Yeah.
Then good for him.
But
at that
that's
point.
What he
or
wanted.
I
would have
yeah.
given up that easy.
Yeah,
no,
mean,
no,
like,
no. But you know, like, if you are together and you are, like, let's say sleeping and cuddling, you know, and he insists on sex and, like, he wants and wants. If I give up, because we are in a scenario, whatever, you know, if I give up the night and I know I'm not ready, I will never talk to the person again.
Okay, but it
would be fine with that.
Okay, but. I don't know. Okay, so, like, what if... Okay, say, so what if you haven't... What if you're at that point where you're just sitting there, like, cuddling? What if you're, like, scared to tell him at that point? He's like, oh, you're, like, I'm really into this dude. Like, this guy came out of nowhere, and I don't want to, tell him quite yet. What if you're in that, like, cuddling, kissing mood, and then you tell him? Will you get mad if he... You know, would you get mad if once you told him that you were, like, on his reaction? So... If you were to tell him that you're a sex worker and you're sitting there cuddling and whatnot and you haven't really gotten to anything, would you get mad if the dude was like, oh, I don't want
to
be
that's not the time
that.
To tell someone you're a sex worker.
I know, but like...
Yeah. No, he would probably know before
yeah.
that,
oh, okay.
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I won't go out with somebody if they don't know I'm a sex
okay.
worker.
Yeah,
maybe
you know that off the bat.
If he have a weird reaction, if he have a weird facial expression,
yeah.
I'm done.
Because, personally, I wouldn't date someone who is in that business because I'm selfish. I like what's mine. I don't like sharing nothing
mm-hmm.
like that. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just
you know?
Me. Yeah, but like, but some people are comfortable with it. And
uh-huh.
but yeah, I don't know. Like I said,
so
that
would
me.
Be assumed.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, back to that. I would automatically assume that you're gonna sleep with me because you do it as a job. I expect that you. That's
yeah.
all you want to do and. All the time, every
but
time, whatever.
No, but don't. Okay, so I've gone through this with
yeah.
a person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is my incentive to sleep with you for free if I can have sex with you for money?
Yeah.
Or someone else. You
yeah.
know, you have to think that if we are having sex with you and not getting anything out of it, that there's something actually there for us
yeah.
to do.
And that's
that.
The thing with this business, too, is like people are going to automatically assume that. I thought that, and then I started working here. I'm like, oh, this is not even what these girls are about. Like,
but why
I mean,
would a
like,
sex worker go on a date and have sex for free?
That's a good point. You know, like
right?
that, and that's why
because
most...
she wants to. But
yeah.
I don't know. You know what? Let me tell you something. I am a sex worker, but I'm very old school. You're gonna have to court me until I'm ready to have sex with you.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I would try to, you know, like, I'd be like, hey, you know, let's come over, you know, my parents got, like, half a bottle of vodka, we're chilling, whatever, you know. But nowadays, like, I don't even try to rush it, you know, if I'm feeling something and, like, there is tension,
uh-huh.
Going back to those events leading up to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, cool. But back again, if it was a worker and all this other stuff, I would respectfully be like, oh, cool, like, do you, like, get that money, but that's something that I'm not comfortable with,
yeah.
you know, but if we can,
But you're not comfortable because the girl has been with other guys?
The fact that...
Or because she's getting paid for?
The fact that, if I'm, okay, say, I wouldn't date her because I would sit there and think, like, yeah, it's her job and stuff, but I wouldn't want another man's hands on her.
Uh-huh.
You know, doing whatever, and then her coming back to me.
Uh-huh.
Because
not...
that was basically, you know, my ex,
uh-huh.
and she wasn't even a working girl. I mean, like, it's just, that's just me personally. I like mine, what's mine.
Uh-huh.
But.
Okay, but.
You're gonna be cursed because you're gonna fall in love with a sex worker.
yeah, but what
happens?
What's the difference between dating a sex worker when you're only in the dating stage and you're not in a relationship? Because you're going to be sleeping with other people too, and so does the girl that's
dating. Oh,
no.
If I start dating somebody, he better not to be sleeping with other people because
no,
that's
yeah.
not going to fly.
No.
Dating
and being in a relationship are two different things.
I know, but how do I want to be in a relationship with somebody if I know he's fooling around with other people?
Yeah, you're not going
because you don't know if the relationship has gotten to that point
it
yet.
Will never
that's
get
like,
to that point with me if he's fucking
other
girls.
But I see what you're saying. Really, I do see what you're
no,
saying.
No, because for me, I'm like, if I'm dating you and we haven't been like committed to each other and we're not exclusive, then... You do not have the right to that person to say who and who they're not having sex with.
No, it's not the right. It's just me. My heart. If I know that the guy I'm interested in, that I'm seeing or going on dates, if I know he's having sex with other girls or going on dates with other girls, that automatically excludes me from that situation.
Yeah, I would take myself out quick.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're going to sit there and go... and be with some dude before you got to me, I'd be like, like I said, that fool can start paying those bills or whatever. Like, he can pay that ticket. Because I'm not going to sit there and gauge my time into someone.
No, but
you know.
what if it's casual? Like, what if you have feelings for each other, but it's casual and you haven't even had that conversation yet,
but
that you're going to be in a committed relationship?
But to
you
me,
should
you
should be able to sleep with other people.
I don't think you should talk about it. I think
it should be an issue.
Nothing
to do with work, okay? But I never talk to somebody, hey, we are exclusive. It just happened.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't have those kind of conversation because you know in your heart you are, you know, committed.
I'm different that way because I'm poly, so it's different for me. But I'm honest from the get-go. I'm like, look, I'm poly.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
never assumed I'm in a relationship with somebody.
No, that's good. No, keep going on that because you believe in that. Wow, what is it? Poly what?
Polyamory.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
that?
What is
that?
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
Perfect.
You should listen to the podcast we have about it.
Yeah.
That will answer you.
Oh, I definitely will.
I'm not Paul. Whatever
not
that
poly.
Is. I'm monogamous, but
yes.
I also think unless I have agreed to be exclusive with somebody, then I have no. There's no reason for me not to sleep with other people.
Now being poly is just like.
It depends on the relationship you have with your partners. You can be very open or you can be very...
You can have other partners
inclusive.
And your partner
okay.
know that you have
yeah,
other partners.
Yeah. It's a little bit more involved than swingers because swingers just hook up to hook up.
Yeah.
Whereas poly actually has relationships
yeah.
with the other people.
I advise you. I'm going to send you the link so you can listen to
yeah,
the
Yeah, no,
podcast.
Definitely. That'd be good.
You don't have to agree with me. I'm just telling you how I feel. If I am dating somebody... And I feel like I like the person. I'm investing myself to that person. I don't care if we talk about it or not. If I know that that person is seeing other people and dating other people, it means he's open to find somebody better than me, then that's done for me.
Yeah.
Now, to say that I wouldn't have like a threesome, for example, or going to a swing home, whatever, party, whatever it is, you know, with a person that I am with in a serious relationship, I would, you know, I am open to that. I just can't have the idea that because I'm a sex worker, my man have the right to go fuck anybody that he wants.
No, no, that's,
because
that's,
this is for me. I don't go out in bars picking up people, you know?
Right.
This is somebody that
this
I arrange. We get paid. We have a great time together because it's my job, you know? But I don't go out picking up people because I'm not like that.
Well, right. I mean, like, if I, like I said, I'm monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to become, like, involved with somebody, I wouldn't work here. You know, that's...
Oh, I will totally continue to work here.
That's
mm-hmm.
me. Because
yeah.
I don't agree with sleeping with other people if that person isn't sleeping with other people, too.
And that's where I'm kind of, like, a little bit, like, in between both of those on it.
And I also, like...
How so?
Well, because, like, for me, it's like, if they met me in this environment knowing what I do and they're okay with it, then, yes, I'll continue to work here. But any other relationship I've been in the past, I have not continued to work here.
I
didn't feel comfortable.
I wouldn't either.
But that's why,
decision, yeah.
But that's why I need, like, when I meet somebody, that person will have to know what
yeah,
I do
exactly.
and I will have to be okay.
Yeah.
Because then I put this case to you. How about if I meet a journalist? And I tell him, you cannot be a journalist after we start a relationship. When I am a sex worker, he can't tell me not to be anymore.
Yeah, no.
Right,
that,
just date.
That goes back to the whole, like, being independent and all that stuff, you know? Like, don't stop what you're doing for someone else, you know? If it's going to be, like, genuine, it's going to be genuine. If said person wants to date said person because they're a working girl, then cool, that'd be it. That's their thing. Me being, you know, monogamous. I'm sorry. It's terms I don't use ever. I will fully commit into, you know,
a relationship
as the degree as it goes by, as certain degrees. If we're talking and stuff, yeah, I'll, you know, texting, whatever, cool. If I go on a date and then we continue to go on dates after that, I'm gonna, you know, only,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk
Focus.
To you. I will. Even because I do it in Carson all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I will be respectful if I'm on a date with someone and I see someone else that I went on, like, you know, went out with. I will not try to be all touchy and all this other stuff, just to, you know, be respectful and all this
uh-huh.
other stuff to make it clear that, oh, it was just a casual thing. But with the whole, you know, dating someone while they're in this business, again, I personally wouldn't do it, but if... At the end, you got to get that money, you know? Do whatever you got to do. If someone's going to be about it, then they'll be about
would
it.
Would you date a stripper?
What? No.
So you wouldn't...
Perfect story. One of the homegirls over here,
uh-huh.
she was dating a friend of mine, and she started, you know, dancing and whatnot. And at first, you know, he was kind of... He was
but
okay
why?
With
because
it.
He was jealous?
He,
or because he didn't respect what she did?
So real quick. He was cool with it. He's like, you know what? She has to pay bills. She has to get money. She has to get what she's going to do. Cool. Like, you know, make that money. But then eventually, it got kind of weird on him because, like, yeah, like, she's sitting there getting naked on all these dudes. But fortunately, she was the one who broke it off because she felt like she was being unfaithful to this person because she was sitting there dancing, taking all of her clothes off, and then going home to him. Taking all the clothes off, getting groped by him, and that's, like, the last thing that she wanted, you know, because there's dudes, like, you know...
I think it has to do with, like, the confidence in your relationship, too, like, how much you
yeah.
trust that other person.
You need to have a strong mindset for it.
Like, in this business, for instance, it's like, yeah, I have sex with guys for money. But I don't, like... That emotional, private connection, that intimate encounter that I have on that whole other level, like, I can have an intimate encounter here, yes, and it can be genuine. But that personal, you know, this is my person that I'm going home to kind of thing, like, them knowing that that's all about them, that I'm not going to give that part of me, like, for instance, like, me here, like, I don't kiss in my parties.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I personally don't cater to because it's the one intimate thing that I can say for myself.
Do you kiss the girls that turn apart with you?
Yes, it's different. But that's also where it gets complicated as far as, like, relationships goes and stuff, too, is because
uh-huh.
I'm bi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to want to be able to have a female, like, partner at some point. Like, I don't want it to be vanilla where that's not there at all.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm poly.
So,
I'm monogamous.
But I'm also monogamous. So it's
monogamous.
Like, I... want to have a relationship with my man, but and then if it down the road, if it opened up to having a relationship with a female too, yes, but that's also tricky because then your guy has two girlfriends, and then what happens if he likes one of you more? And then it's this whole entire
you guys are different when it comes to, like, being with girlfriends because y'all can meet at a bar, become best friends, kiss, boom. You guys are like friends or whatever. I can't go up to a dude and be like, we're friends, bro. What's up? Want to go pick up on these hoochies over here? We got this, man.
Yeah.
They probably saw us kiss, but now they know what they're looking at. They got this.
You know?
This went a whole different way.
Wow.
But
amazing, dude. Oh, you got something else to say?
But it's like, I want to be able to have a relationship with my man and then possibly have a relationship with a female if I choose to.
Uh-huh.
Which is frustrating because I've had, like, my boyfriend in the past, he just, like, I brought even something relatively similar up because he snapped at me for kissing a girl at a bar,
uh-huh.
You know, when I was wasted for wine. He's like, well, that's nasty. You shouldn't be doing that. It's like, I'm sorry. Like, this is just part of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ever going to be able to change that. So if they're totally closed-minded about that, too, about not having that level of a relationship, like, adding that, like, even if it's just, like, hooking up with a girl here and there,
uh-huh.
Like, that's going to be me. That's going to... I can't change that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I could, but why should I? It's part of it.
Then, let me... How do you consider yourself monogamous?
Yeah. Because you can incorporate a female partner and still be monogamous.
It's like a threesome type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, if you have a threesome...
No, right, but are
you
going to... Like,
she will bring the female to the house for them, too.
For all of you?
For all of you.
She's not
going to
go by herself
and
looking for it.
Okay.
So,
I mean, if it was something that I did separate with him knowing, like, him being okay with that or wanting
right.
that,
yeah.
That's different.
That
would
be poly, right?
So as being on the whole subject of the first date things, would you tell someone on a first date that you were either poly or...
Yes,
yeah.
I would
definitely
tell
yeah.
them. You know, I'm very honest about the fact that I'm bi because that can present a true problem later on.
I would say
yeah,
that I'm a
really
sex worker on the first date.
Yeah.
Because
that
is,
too, yeah.
Is there like, choice to continue or not?
Yeah, and, like, it goes back to the whole, like, modern stuff, too, because me, it's... What's mine is mine. I don't like sharing any
that's
kind of
fine,
form,
and I
like,
accept that.
Yeah.
I don't disclose that, but I will tell a guy, like, if my intentions are never to be serious with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
they
you have
can
the
go
right
on
to
dates.
Know that.
You can go on a date, you can hook up, you can have fun and not be serious.
You know knowingly you're not going to be serious about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Means I'm going to sleep with you and do whatever I want, but I'm never going to settle down with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just click as really good friends with benefits. I had a couple of those. Like, we were just, like, best friends that fucked, and it was amazing.
I literally got a phone number last week from a friend of mine saying we should only be fun buddies. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. I mean, like, so another topic.
But you're going on a date.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to cut that quick. Right?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm cutting that
there
quick.
Why would
yeah,
you quick? Quit that after one date, though. I don't understand.
No, not the date. I will cut the
after hook one date, because what happens if the date doesn't
not
go well?
The date. I'm not talking.
No,
about
he don't
date.
Have
I'm
to say anything. He just
same.
Let it be.
I'm talking.
The way
I would
is.
Cut. I would cut the fuck, buddy. If I, you know, I already cut her.
After
I
one date, though, you would do that.
No,
but he don't have to let anybody know he's dating.
No,
he just
doesn't need to know.
He
no.
just shine away from it.
He's just not gonna go fuck that person until
yeah,
he knows
easy.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Yeah.
But for me, I personally wouldn't stop that until
she needs her options open.
Already. I don't want to sound like a prick over this, but
I'm
I already
sure
like hit it a couple times already, so I'm fine with just like, all right, bye. But but then again, she only mentioned it as yo, if a fuck buddy, strictly just a fuck. If I go on this date. And it's not cool. I'm gonna be like, yo, what's up, girl? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you are being a prick.
Yeah, I told you. Like, yeah,
no,
see,
that's,
like,
that's
he'll still be able to go fuck.
But you know what? It's
just,
yeah. true. A lot of people
it's,
do it like that.
I'm being completely honest. Like,
uh-huh.
that's how it is.
I,
but
all right, I think we extend ourselves since almost an hour and 20 minutes
oh,
already. And
at least.
we didn't answer all your questions because we keep jumping from one thing to the other,
yeah.
but it's good to discuss, you know, this is like just an honest, you know, open discussion.
Yeah.
And if you guys send something to us over Twitter or email or text or whatever it is, you know, we're going to just open up again this conversation. Thank you so much for listening to us, and you will hear from us very soon on Sex with Jade.
All right.
Bye.